Welcome to tour number 101 of Disney Conversations. I'm your host, Magical Matthew. Joining me this week will be tour guides Jeanette Pellegrini and Mindy Muir. We will discuss some of the differences between Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and Walt's original park, Disneyland. We hope you enjoy this discussion and get something out of it as we compare the two parks, some of what may be familiar and some which may not. And I can guarantee you that we're going off on what I call a Doug moment. So when you hear this sound,
squirrel,
you'll understand that we may have left the original topic just a little bit. In the meantime, it's time to get this trip rolling. So all aboard. Well, hello, tourists. I'm your host, Magical Matthew, and joining me on this tour is a couple of really lovely ladies that I like to call my tour guides. First up, we got Jeanette Pellegrini, who was not able to join us for the 100th tour, but is here for this one. So, hello, Jeanette. How are things?
Very good. Thanks again for having me, Matt. So, 101, like 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, why not? Who knows? Maybe we'll spot something worth looking at.
Do-do-do-ch.
Also joining us this week is our own Miss Mindy Muir. Hi, Mindy. How are you?
I am excellent and unbelievable.
Folks, this is tour number 101, and we are really glad you joined us. Today, we're going to kind of take a look at the differences and maybe some similarities between the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World and Walt's original park, Disneyland. I've never been to Disneyland, but I know by looking at videos and talking to people that one of the big differences is size. Magic Kingdom is considerably larger than Disneyland Park. I think I've heard somebody say you could almost put two Disneylands inside the Magic Kingdom. Does that sound about right?
Easy.
Oh, for sure.
I think Disneyland fits in the parking lot of the TTC.
Something like that.
It's tiny.
Well, if the numbers I got are right, Magic Kingdom is 107 acres with 47 rides and attractions, and Disneyland Park is around 85 acres with 40 attractions. I want to start a little bit by talking about layouts, because it's my understanding that they're both a little different. I'm used to Magic Kingdom, and we all know that Walt kind of started the hub and spoke type amusement park layout. But Mindy, let's start with you. How is Disneyland actually laid out? I hear it's a little different.
What do you mean? Expand on that. How is it laid
out?
Yeah,
like how do you get around it?
Is it a hub and spoke? They've got the spokes. Okay. Yep, hub and spoke. So Walt designed it that way and took it to Magic Kingdom, and it's designed the same way. Walt Disney World, the Magic Kingdom, obviously has more lands. Mm-hmm. But they are very, very similar the way they're laid out.
Well, that's good to clear that up.
Yeah, there's a hub and there's a hub in both parks.
Now, I did watch a recent video and it looked like some of Main Street USA may still have some little shops along the way. Because like at Magic Kingdom, the Emporium takes up one whole side of the street pretty much. So is that different at Disneyland?
It is. So Disneyland has that's where Walt started his park, and us annual pass magic key holders, we're really, 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 how do you say, in love with our park, and we don't like letting things go. So when things get changed, AKA merchandise, putting into stores that aren't supposed to be there, we throw a fit. As far as Disneyland goes, yes, there are several little shops and like little boutique-y kind. They're all different. You can't find the same stuff in every shop. Every little store down Main Street is different. There's two. There's the Emporium and Clothiers that kind of have the same type of clothing and stuff inside, but one is higher end. You can't find the same stuff in any of the stores at Disney.
I absolutely love that. And I absolutely miss that about Disney World.
Disneyland's Main Street is my favorite ultimate land out of all the theme parks. I could stay on Main Street forever. I know the ins and outs about it. My dream job for to be a cast member is to do the windows on Main Street because I do it for a living. And that's why I started loving vintage when I was younger. I fell in love with the windows and I loved the whole, you know, turn of the century, that primitive brown woodsy kind of look. And I started putting it in my house, and my house, so to speak, became this Disneyland. And I made a job out of it. And now I sell vintage home and decor because of it. So
that's awesome.
I'm really particular to Main Street.
That's great that Disneyland is Mindy's home park. Whereas I'm going to be coming from it from the point of view as Disney World is my home park. And I've only been to Disneyland maybe, I think, like three or four times. So when I, the last time I was there was 2016, so it's been a while. But I have the outlook as a veteran Disney World person going to Disneyland. And one of the things that's always so funny, because I know exactly where everything is in Disney World, and you get to Disneyland and you're like, wait, no, Pirate's supposed to be there, but it's not. It's over there. It's on the other side. So it definitely messes with your head a little bit.
Right.
And I do have to say, the turn, the big reveal of the castle when you're so used to seeing Cinderella's castle, it's so small. It's such a cute castle.
It's
a teeny little castle.
Itty bitty little
exactly.
Space. It really is.
It's a very tiny castle.
But at Disneyland, I love
Sleeping
Beauty's
castle. Oh, okay.
Because you can go up and go inside of it. Like, there is no other than the smell of the inside of the Disneyland castle. It is like heaven. It's just this old Disney smell. It's all I can say. And they've got all of it's original. So what happened when the castle opened, it was there, and you know, you could go inside and you'd see these dioramas of the, you know, the story of Sleeping Beauty. So you'd see all these dioramas. There's maybe 10 or 12 of them that you stop and look through windows, and fun little doors that the little goblins will jump out at you. It's really cool. And you knock on them and they're like right there. They're
I
little
love that.
Anyway, so you go through and there's a book at the end. There's a book at the beginning, like just like in the film. It looks just like it. And then at the end, and it says, make it pink, make it blue. It's really cute. Plays the music. It's dark in there. It's got that like Maleficent feel to it. And you see the shadow of Maleficent coming down the stairway. It's really cool. But what happened, that was there. And then they shut it down. And it shut down for quite a while, but the cats started to live in it. If you don't know anything about the Disneyland cats, they have taken over the park. And the people, we love them. They feed the cats because it helps with the rodent problem.
Not Mickey.
So there's feral cats all over Disneyland. Yeah, I'll tell you about that story about Storybook Land Canal Boats and a cat. I'll tell you that later. But so the cats kind of moved into the attic of this old, you know, little walkway, and finally they're like, oh, let's bring it back for, you know, the 2005 50th. So they redid it, but it not for the 50th, but they kind of redid it that way. However, for a long time when they redid all of Fantasyland, they made the dioramas like dolls, and it was more, it wasn't like a picture like it was. But the new dioramas were very like little dolls, and just a real cool, like it almost made like Barbie. It looked like Barbie, and they were all set up with a real live diorama. And then, you know, the little Sleeping Beauty that looked like a Barbie doll, and the little prince that would be there. And you'd go around and look at all these. Well, that closed down. I was there on closing day when it was the day that the very last showing of Country Bear Jamboree was September 10th. It happened that day right before 9/11.
Wow.
So we were there. We saw the very last showing of Country Bear Jamboree, and they shut down the walkthrough. They said shut it down because they did not want bombs to go in there. So they shut it down, wouldn't let anybody
in. On 9/11, or this was the day before?
No, it was 2 days prior. So September 9th was the day it closed. The 10th, they closed it down. We were there the 9th, it was open. The 10th, they shut it down. The 11th, they shut it down. They shut down what I said, a Country Bear Jamboree. They closed the actual castle after 9/11. And then, so it got reopened, but they re-put it back to the way it was originally. So in the park, that's different now than Magic Kingdom, is you can go inside, you walk around and see the diorama, which is now the original. And they redid it back to the way it was when it first opened. So that's the little story of the inside of the castle.
When I was there in 2016, I do remember going through it and I loved it. Like I loved like just the little A-ticket attractions that are just, you just wander through. There's no crowd. Go at your own pace. Like I said, this was 2016, so it's been a number of years. I don't really remember, were they dolls or were they 3D figures?
They used to be dolls. So it's more of like, I can't even explain. So it's flat. It's like a 2D animation almost, but they're forced perspective. So, and they light it up with lighting. So it looks like animation. Okay. Like it's, you know, and then they add like special effects with lasers and like projection added into the 2D. If you think Mickey's Runaway Railway, it's kind of in a way that kind of look. It's flat, but it's got, you know, the animations on it and it's all forced perspective. So they do the dioramas. They're really, really cool to see. You see like the fairies come down and the magic pixie dust will come down and it's all like, you know, put in there with, you know, special effects and things like that. But it's really, really cool now. So they used to have the dolls in there, but they switched it back after they reopened it.
Okay.
And so you can't go in the castle at Disney World at Magic Kingdom, but you can go eat in the castle. And that's really cool too. Have you guys ever eaten at Cinderella's Royal Table?
I ate at King Stefan's Banquet Hall, not Cinderella's Table.
Okay.
Back in the 80s when my parents took me when I was a kid, it was King Stefan's Banquet Hall. Why King Stefan, Sleeping Beauty's father, had a restaurant in Cinderella's castle. Nobody explained, but that's what it was called. But yeah, that was always like a staple on our trip. But back then, you just got to the park early in the morning. You went out to the desk back there and said, hey, we'd like to make reservations for later today. They're like, okay, come back at 5:00. All right, see you then. And then we just came back. And
yeah, that's not how we had to do it. This was before it is now where it's, you know, everybody can have whenever their vacation is scheduled for, you have that plus 10. So there's nobody ahead to go, okay, this is a starting point to call. Everybody always is ahead to make a reservation because people get confused. They're like, I logged on at 5 a.m. and there's nothing. Well, that's because people have already booked it out 5 months before you. They don't get that. So I didn't understand that till I figured it out. This was the days back when my daughter was 8. So this is 2013. You literally, to get that reservation, I woke up at 3 a.m. Florida time to get on that phone and everybody called at the same time. Within the first 5 minutes, this is all they said, like how many and what time. They knew what you were calling for, and it sold out in three to five minutes every single morning. How many? What time? And I just said, 10, don't care. Boom, 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 logged us in. You got it. That is it was the hardest reservation to get of Magic Kingdom. And we did it twice. but that's the only thing different. Matthew, what about you? Do you know what's your favorite thing that's different about Magic Kingdom and Disneyland?
Well, since I've never been to Disneyland.
But that you know of.
Yeah, what I know of. First of all, I've seen pictures and videos of Sleeping Beauty's castle. And I have a very close friend who is an Aurora fan to the point that she actually named her daughter Aurora.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's a beautiful castle. Yes, I know it's smaller than what we see at Magic Kingdom, but it has a beauty Sleeping in its own beauty? Right. Maybe. I think the thing I really like about it is that if you watch the original animated features, you can see both of those castles in their respective movies. And then you're looking at it in 3D and you're like, oh, that's what that was. You know, it's almost exactly the same.
Right.
And that's one of the things I really like. Now, Cinderella's castle, one of the things I like about that is when you can walk through the archway, they've got all those mosaics.
Oh, I love the mosaics
in there. And I think those tiles are gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And at night when they light it up, they just sparkle.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the Cinderella mosaic.
I haven't done Cinderella's Royal Table yet, mainly because when I've gone a few times, there were five of us. And at that cost, I know.
Your firstborn child.
It's worth it to do it once. Like, I one and done, I don't think I'll ever do it again.
If I do a solo trip, or if my wife and I or one of my daughters makes a trip, just the two of us, we might go ahead and make that leap because I'd like to see that part of the castle. Now, I remember years and years and years ago, my first trip to Magic Kingdom, there used to be a shop on the first floor.
Yes.
And they actually sold real swords.
Yes. That was amazing. I love that shop.
I wanted so bad to buy one of those swords, but I couldn't figure out how I was going to get it. Because even back then, carrying one of those on an aircraft would have gotten a little attention.
Right. There's a sword going through the bag check.
Yeah. I kind of miss that shop. There were a lot of things back then that I remember. Just really cool decorations. The way it was put together. I mean, the whole place had a royal feel to it.
It does. It's got a regal feel to it. It's very like the Victorian red velvet kind of feel. It's really pretty. It has a smell. The castle has a smell, and it's a good smell, but it's like that. It just smells of Disney. Kind of like the water at Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates, yeah.
It just has
Everybody
a Disney,
knows the pirate
yeah,
water.
It just has a Disney smell of the castle. So both are great. But the main streets are very different. Disneyland's Main Street is more of a like town that's, I don't know how to explain it. Disney Magic Kingdoms has a lot of columns and like, it's just more, I don't know what the word is. That
retail?
Yeah, well, not retail, but they put a lot of like gingerbread wooding and like sconces
yeah,
all around.
Yeah.
So it's different, but it's cute.
There are similar attractions in both parks. We have some that actually have the same name, but are a little different. Let's talk about some of those. Let's talk about Pirates of the Caribbean. And Jeanette, I'm going to let you start with Magic Kingdom.
You know, I've been chomping at the bit to talk about Disneyland's Pirates. Disneyland's Pirates is amazing. Yep. And I can't wait to go back on it. Ours pales in comparison.
For sure.
It's, I think, like twice the length. There are more scenes. There's more of a backstory. I love that there's the restaurant in it, the Blue Bayou, kind of similar to the restaurant in Mexico. I was about to say El Rio del Templo.
Oh, Mexico,
or Caballeros,
yeah.
Or whatever
yeah.
The ride's called now. But and then it's also located in New Orleans Square, so it's got the New Orleans feel versus the, I guess, Adventureland, where it's, I guess, more like Spanish destination than
yeah, it does have that kind of feel when you walk into it.
And then when you first get on the ride, you basically are starting up at the, you know, the top, and the flume was basically a necessity because you needed to get down under the train and the berm of the park to get into the show building, which is on the opposite side of the train tracks. So, but right. It's still very cool. And then at the end of the ride, you have to go back up the waterfall so you can get yourself back over to Disneyland proper. But it's definitely an amazing ride. So, so much better than ours.
I don't have anything to compare that to because ours is the only one I've known. I have seen it go through a couple different iterations, the most recent of which I'm assuming happened in both parks when they took out the sail of the winch.
We want the redhead.
We won't expound on that.
We want the redhead.
Exactly.
So Disneyland's is 18 minutes long to go around. When you start, you're going through a bayou, and that adds in a good, 4 minutes to it just right there. You're floating through this magical, there's little like lightning bugs that are all around in the blue bayou, which is funny because my husband tells me this story. You know, we go to Disneyland all the time, but when he was little, he was like, "Mom, how do they make those people, those animatronics look so real?" Like he thought that that restaurant were like animatronics, didn't realize that they were people as a kid. So,
well,
I can that, understand. That kind of
makes sense when you think about it from that perspective.
And then so we grow, he grows up, we get married, and we're like, "Okay, let's go to the Blue Bayou again." He's a Disney conversion husband from me. But we go and he's like, "Can we sit by the water?" And the lady's like, "Well, sure, but it's going to be a 20-minute wait." "Okay, yeah, I just want to sit out there by the water." He was thinking like the whole outside. So we waited and we got by the gate, the fence right by the water. And he's thinking, "Well, I wanted to sit outside." Like he thought the whole restaurant was like by the water and that there was some place to eat. I'm like, "No, dear, this is the restaurant. It's inside, outside." But so the thing is with that attraction, you go down two drops. It's a longer attraction by far. It's definitely longer. It blows Magic Kingdoms out of the water. There's no even comparison to it.
Yeah, I have to admit that with Magic Kingdoms, it seems like you're just really starting to get into it, and it's time to get out.
Yeah, and basically, it also makes it longer because when you go up the waterfall, you got to get back out of the attraction. It takes you around, and it's kind of funny. You're on display with the people in line because the attraction queue goes in front. So you're like, "Hi." You know how many people I've seen that I know and they're high-fiving me on the ride. "It's Mindy. Hi, guys." You're high-fiving people.
That's awesome.
While they're in line. You're like, because they're right there, but it's awkward too because you're like, doopy doopy doo. So that elevator feeling like, "Don't look at me. I won't look at you." But it is longer. It's great. It's one of my favorite attractions. What's another one,
Matthew? Okay, what about Small World?
You want to go first?
That?
I know the Magic Kingdom Small World, and unlike some people, I actually don't mind that ride. I find it relaxing, even though the song is kind of on repeat a little bit.
I love it, too. But
I love looking at the dolls, at the artwork, because I think whether you're talking Disneyland or Magic Kingdom, same people had hands in on it when it was being put together.
Right.
So a lot of the artwork is very similar between the
Mary Blair.
Yeah, exactly. From what I understand, the queues are different. The queue for the one at Magic Kingdom is under roof, period. And it makes sense because in Florida, a rain shower can come up without a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. But if I understand correctly, that's not true at California. Am I correct?
The queue is outdoors. The big difference between the two rides is Disneyland has put in characters, Disney characters, in with their respective countries. Now, with that being said, I am dying to see this. I had only gone, like I said, I've only been to Disneyland like 3 times. And the last time I was there in 2016, we were there in October. And Disneyland at that point was closed to be switched over to the holiday Small World. Mm-hmm. So I was not able to ride it with the characters. So it's like on my Disney bucket list of I need to do this and I need to see this. This is where I defer to you, Mindy, because you know more about it than I do.
Yeah. So as far as the ride goes, it's different, right? Like, what do you think is the most different part about it?
Like I said, I rode it probably this had to have been like 2005. Like, so it was a long time ago.
So was it changed yet though?
It wasn't. Nope. Like I said, I saw it in its older version. I mean, loading in from the outside was very cool. I did like that.
So that's, they didn't change the little dolls.
Nope.
Yet. Okay.
Nope. So I still haven't seen it in person.
Okay. So Disneyland obviously is made and you ride it from the outside. Like that right there is part of the fun. Like, you walk up to this attraction and it is massively gorgeous, and they do projections on it at night and during Christmas time. Oh my goodness. You know how they project on the castle? Well, they do it on this attraction too, mainly because it's kind of a white color and they can put all kinds of beautiful projection mapping on it. And it's gorgeous at Christmas time. But you load from the outside and they have all of the cutout animals, the topiaries that they do. It's the most amazing green grass area, and the music's playing and you hear the clock ticking. It's just a sight to see just from walking up to it versus there's the attraction, go inside, go down a loading dock and you're on. Like, I get it, but it's just a different feeling when you get to load it from the outside.
I do have to say one point for Disney World on this. I love that Pinocchio's house there, whatever it's called,
Pinocchio's Village House,
has right the down. Window.
And you can wave to people and sit up there.
As a
and
kid,
eat.
I loved that. Made certain we ate there and we got a table there and waved. And even to this day, if I do eat there, I will make certain I sit at one of those windows. And before COVID, I don't know if they've done it since, but before COVID, they used to have the signs you could hold up, like, you know, do the chicken dance or wave, say hi, like that they just had on the table so that people could hold it up. But it was always so much fun.
Right. And that I will give, like, I love seeing, and that happened on accident. We didn't know that was there. We're like, oh my gosh, that's like the attraction. So we sat there at the window. I give it that. They are very similar, Matthew, that don't think you're missing out on anything like big, grandiose difference on the inside. Disneyland's, they did add the little characters, which are the Disney characters all around. I will tell you, the annual pass holders made a riot fuss over that. They're like, don't do it. You're going to ruin the attraction. There's those people that gated themselves to the attraction saying, no, no, no. They did add the characters, which I think now are cute. They're fun for little kids to point out. There's Alice. Oh, there's Woody. And they're built in so much that you can't really tell that they're different because they still are the little Alice Davis dolls. They're really cute, you know. But as far as the difference goes, the inside, there's not a whole lot of major differences. Magic Kingdom was built, you know, to replicate.
Still pretty
it.
Much go through the different countries, right. See the kids that represent those
exactly.
countries.
Exactly.
Kind of
and then
thing,
you've got
so.
Your grand... Grand, you know, opening at
I
the
think
end.
The one thing I really love about the one at Magic Kingdom is if you want good air conditioning, it's there.
Oh, for sure.
You know, the ride's slow enough because they jam so many people into the boats that you're actually in air conditioning for as long as you're in that ride.
Right.
And I don't know anybody else who doesn't love good air conditioning at Walt Disney World because you almost always need it. They rarely have days below 60 degrees, although this past winter they would argue that some. When it's 80, 90 degrees outside and the humidity is way above that, having an attraction where the air conditioning is really good is always an interest to people. And that's why sometimes you'll see the wait time for that go up to an hour or more because people are waiting to get into the
for
air conditioning.
Real. Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't know if they do it at Magic Kingdom now. Is there a lightning lane for that?
Yes.
There is now? Okay. Because they added it at Disneyland.
Yes, and the reason I know that is because when I rolled up in my scooter, they asked me if I could walk. I'm like, yeah, I just can't stand. They're like, that's okay. They let me in through the lightning lane, and I went on down.
Oh, okay.
We jumped
so,
on the boat.
So, yeah, they added it to Disneyland, and now one side is for lightning lane, and the other side to load is for standby. It has slowed the line down, I'll tell you that much. It was a fast-moving, nonstop, you know, attraction for the line queue, but it gets pretty lengthy. It's great air conditioning there too, but it doesn't get hot like it does. And sometimes it does in the summer, but.
Well, that's what Lightning Lane has basically done to all the rides.
Of course, we're not a fan of Lightning Lane. So, but yeah, that's what's different about Magic Kingdom and Disneyland's Small World. What else do we got?
Here's the big one.
Throw it at us.
This may be a show on its own because from what I understand, every park that Disney has a haunted mansion. We don't do holiday overlays at the one at Magic Kingdom because people would throw a fit, I think. At least that's the excuse I've heard. I don't really know if there's any differences between the two or not. I mean, other than from what I've seen from the outside, they're different. But is there anything different on the inside?
Not only is there one Haunted Mansion in every park, but the Haunted Mansion is in a different land in every park. So in Disneyland, it's in New Orleans Square, whereas Walt Disney World, we have it in
Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty Square. And then, like, I think France, they have it in Frontierland. I don't really remember the other parks off the top of my head, but
I want to get into those a little in a different way, though. First of all, I've listened to soundtracks to a couple of them that aren't ours. And there's a lot of stuff that's similar. But there's a lot of stuff that's really different about it, too. So that I thought that could be a fun episode all by itself.
Definitely.
Okay, Mindy, tell me about the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. Am I missing anything?
Okay, so the biggest thing that is different, when it was built, it got put on hold. It sat empty for quite some time, but it was built so it could go outside the berm of under the railroad. Because Disneyland was only so big, so they had to do something. To get outside that berm, you really do go down an elevator. It's not just for show. You go down an elevator.
And it has a purpose. Out,
it has a purpose. We do an overlay for Christmas time, which is stellar. It's stellar. I go back and forth. I love it when it's there. I hate it when it's gone. I love it when it's not there. I hate it when it's there. You know, it's a back and forth love and hate relationship because it changes. And I love it when it's there because it's Christmas time. And then I love it when it's not there because it's original. Like, I love them both equally. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about it is a little tip. Most people don't know this. If you're going to go to Disneyland and you go when the Haunted Mansion is holiday overlay, you go down that elevator and you look up, and you know how they have the little, and it flickers on. You see the guy hanging there. Well, for one split second, it comes on while it's the Haunted Mansion holiday. You look up, they put a little tiny, instead at the end, the skeleton, you mm-hmm. see a stormtrooper hanging. For one split second, it's a stormtrooper, and it disappears.
That is so
Yep, Jack's
cool.
face will jump. And Brandon found it, my husband. He was like, that was a stormtrooper. And not very many people know it's there. And they're like, nah. So the cast member overheard us say it, and he goes, yeah, do you want to see it again? We're like, heck yeah. We got to go up the elevator with just us two on it. And he replayed it for just us in the empty elevator. And sure enough, there is a stormtrooper that hangs from the rope for a split second.
That's hilarious.
I always tell people, look up there. If you blink, you're going to miss it. It's there and it's gone. But your eyes will see it.
Oh, my God.
And it's a stormtrooper.
That is so friggin'
There's the hidden,
awesome.
hidden little fact about the Haunted Mansion holiday.
See, now, and that's something I actually did get to ride because I was there in October. And I had gone with my sister, who is a huge Nightmare Before Christmas fanatic. So she was just so excited to be on that. And I just remember the smile on her face as we were getting on the ride. Like, she loved it. So, I mean, it was really, really cool. And then, of course, the other difference is that you guys have the Hot Box Ghost that we're allegedly getting at some point. But, you know. Who knows?
Yeah, I heard you guys are getting the Hatbox Ghost too. It's a great addition. Again, Disneyland annual pass holder fans always want something new. We do not like repetitiveness of the same. So they're always constantly trying to put things out at Disneyland to spice it up, giving us a lot of after our ticket events. Like, they just had one last week, which was the date night at Disneyland. So you got to, just like when it opened, they had date nights at Disneyland. Aww. They redid it. They brought out Dumbo, lots of old characters that you never would have seen. The prince was out. the footsman with the glass slipper, all these things that are different about Magic Kingdom and Disneyland. They just do things a little bit different at Disneyland and pay homage to the annual pass holders, because there's over a million of us. So they got to do something to keep us coming back.
Well, let's talk about some of those differences for a little bit, because I don't want us to go too long on time. You just mentioned characters. There's a vast difference between the way characters are done between the two parks.
Oh, hands down.
Because at Magic Kingdom, you go to see a character. It's like you got to get through a front line just to go say hi.
Yeah.
You can't just walk up to them because they will walk away from you.
Right.
But if I understand correctly, Disneyland's completely different, right?
Disneyland's characters roam around the park, literally. You will see them getting on attractions. They ride. In fact, we had Alice, Mad Hatter, the Queen of Hearts, and Captain Hook ride Storybook Land canal boats with just our family and went around because my daughter had a Alice in Wonderland costume on. They will go jump on a ride with kids. Mary Poppins will find some cute little girl and say, let's go, and ask the mom, and they go ride the merry-go-round with the little kids. It's incredible.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Captain Hook and Peter Pan will run around and fight in Fantasyland, and it's mine, and they'll jump off swords and things. It's really cute. They really play in the parks, and it's really fun. They do musical chairs over at Coke Corner. If you go around 2 p.m., there's like six characters that will show up, and whoever's around, they play musical chairs, and the piano person will play, and it's who does the music, and it stops, and you play musical chairs with the characters. It's not on any pamphlet you'll find. It's just show up around two, and they will do it. It's cool.
I love that.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
The idea of a character jumping on a ride with you in Disney World is just like... so
far fetched. Right?
Yeah. I can't even imagine the fiasco that would cause.
Yeah. And I understand. I mean, I try to understand. I don't get it, but I understand. You know, people want that picture with them. But for one, I can see it this way. It is hella hot in Florida. Okay. And to wear a Mickey Mouse costume or any costume that you have to put over your head and die in, I don't know that I'd be wanting to walk around and like pass out. I would want somebody standing next to me to make sure I was okay. And for that reason, I can see, okay, stand here and make sure there's a line. But to get a picture with Belle or Cinderella and wait in line is just asinine to me. It's like, let them play. They're here in a park. This is where they live. You know, little girls think that she lives in the castle. Let her live in the castle. It's different.
Well, that's where you have to get up at like 3 a.m, like a year out, so you can have breakfast with Cinderella.
That's true. Exactly. But it is different. It's a whole different type of experience, and the things that you get to see and do with characters that roam around the park. It really is completely different. And it's a good thing.
I was going to say, I love how Disneyland is more spontaneous and more random of what's going to happen, and you don't to plan out.
It's not planned. You can't plan magic. And that's where Disneyland by far beats out Magic Kingdom, because that's where the magic happens. You know, Peter Pan comes and takes the little boy by his hand and says, let's go for a walk over here. Let's play. Those things don't happen like they do at Disneyland. Magic happens at Disneyland because it's sporadic, because it's in the moment, because those characters walk around and they're able to just be free in the parks. And that is magical.
I love it.
And when it comes down to it, that's what the memories are all about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The kids that have those experiences at Disneyland are going to remember those into their adult years, and they're going to want to bring their kids back to have similar experiences.
Right.
We'd like to think we're doing that when we go to Magic Kingdom. And there are some times when the interactions are really cute and magical, but it's not as spontaneous as the stories we hear from Disneyland. You have to plan how you're doing things. Now, I think the best way to make characters work in your favor is to do one of the character meals.
Right.
Yes, they're expensive as all get out, but you're not waiting in line. On most of them, the characters are coming to you.
It's worth it.
And at least the conversation is kind of spontaneous, because they'll ask questions about the people sitting at the table. And then depending on who the character is, they may take that and run with it. And, you know, next thing you know, you got a comedy spot going on. I'm used to Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World. That is the only places I've ever been. But I'm planning a trip to Disneyland. I want to do something at Disneyland that does not exist at Magic Kingdom. Mindy, where am I going?
That does not exist at Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, I hear there's things that don't exist.
I have my answer.
Keep in mind, I can't really do roller coasters, but you know.
Okay, can't do roller coasters. I'm going with food.
That's always a good place to go.
Don't walk. Run to Cafe Orleans or Plaza Inn. It's our two favorite go-to restaurants. In fact, my husband and I go to Disneyland so often. One day he says to me, it was about 2 p.m, honey, I really am in the mood for some Plaza Inn chicken. And I was like, really? Yeah. I wish I was at Disneyland. I looked at him and said, let's go. We got in the car. We drove to Disneyland and we ate the damn chicken.
Oh my God.
So, and then you drove home?
I have another story for that. Hold that thought.
I'm going to ask this question real quick.
Yeah.
How far away are you from it that you could do that?
So I live 352 miles from Disneyland. It's a 5-hour drive. So it's not horrible, but it's a 5-hour drive.
Okay. It's still a 5-hour drive.
Yeah. It's still a 5-hour
drive. That's amazing.
So
I would do that.
We get to, I've been to Disneyland over 500 times and I live in Arizona, but go eat the Plaza chicken. It is the best dang chicken you'll ever, ever eat in your entire life. It is so good. It falls off the bone. It's so juicy. Ooh. And so run to Plaza Inn. And then the second one is their part. You can't tell me which one's better because I couldn't choose. It's like trying to, Monte Cristo sandwiches. It is a fried ham, cheese, turkey sandwich. And it is huge. I mean, they fry it. It is huge. And they put powdered sugar on it. And they give you this dippy glaze / jelly. So it's a salty sweet sandwich. And they give you pomfrits French fries, which are garlic French fries. Heaven. It's heaven. There's no other better food. Every day we're at Disneyland, we make a reservation for Cafe Orleans and we get a Monte Cristo once a day. And then we get one to go, wrap it up. And then when you get back to the hotel room, you eat it for breakfast. It is the best cold sandwich you'll ever eat in your whole life. Leftovers.
Oh my God.
So Monte Cristo's by far. Run to go get one.
I actually have had the Monte Cristo.
What do you think?
Oh, it was amazing. And of course, the Mickey beignets.
Oh,
that was
for sure.
Must. Oh my God. It was so good. I would love to go back for that. And it's actually funny.
How many times have you been to Disneyland?
3.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been there. The first time was 2005. I think I was there again in 2005. And then I went in 2016.
Oh, okay.
But funny you should say run, because I will be running in Disneyland in January for the half marathon.
So you're coming out in January.
Very excited. Yes. I haven't booked anything, planned anything. Most definitely. But I'm overdue for a Disneyland trip.
I'm always going. I just got back. I have another one booked for like 2 weeks and going back. I just jump in the car and we just go. So I've been going for the past 3 months, I've been going three times a month.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous. Where do you guys stay?
I Priceline it, or I use hotels.com and just stay on Catella or Harbor Boulevard. There's a few hotels we like our go-to because they're cheap. We're not there to spend buco time in the hotel, so we don't really care.
Right.
You know, as long as it's nice and clean, that's all I care about. So there's a couple that we go to. But as far as being different, Disneyland, it's more charming. If you had to make me choose, that's hard, because Magic Kingdom to me is my vacation and Disneyland is just a home trip. Like, it's my trip home. I live there. I love it.
Right.
Go subscribe to my new YouTube channel, you guys. It's freaking amazing. It's all about Disney and vintage. Run. Go do it. It's really fun.
That's a, so what? So what is it? You need to give us the plug.
It's Sweet Miss Magical Mindy. Matthew, you helped me pick that name too. It's like Sweet Miss Mindy. Sweet Miss Magical Mindy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So just doing a lot. It just started, but almost to a thousand subscribers. I'm like 20 away. So we're almost there.
All right. Well, you'll be 19 away after we finish.
So yeah. So Matthew, I think I don't want to say that Disneyland is better because I can't say that, but Disneyland, you need to come here so I can take you around. Let me know when you're coming and I'll get you your free tour. We'll take you on a tour of Disneyland. Everything you need to know. But
are you going to wear your red coat?
Of course. Disneyland is charming and it's Walt's park. You can really feel Walt.
I actually do want to come out and I'm going to save the money up to take the tour because I want to see his apartment.
Do the tour. It's worth it.
That's got to be amazing.
I'm going to be an emotional wreck when I walk in. I will tell you right now. And to be honest, if I could afford to jump on a plane now and go out there, I would, because with the things that have been going on in my life lately.
You need some Disney magic.
I need a little magic right now. I need it. This is not a want, folks. Well, this is a need. So if you want to contribute, let me know. We'll work it out.
And you know what? Sometimes you just have to. And you go, I know I've had emotional breakdowns where I'm like, I have to. Disneyland is a special place to me because it's like.
I want to be where Walt was.
Yeah. And you go there. All your worries are left at the gate and you're just there. I could go by myself. I love being at Disneyland alone. I know that's crazy, but it's this inner peace. Some people are like, yeah, I couldn't do that. Oh, leave me alone on Main Street for 4 hours and I'm a happy camper. Like, don't touch me. Don't bother me. I'm going shopping on Main Street and I'm going to sit here with my ice cream on the little rocking chair and enjoy my peace. Like, Don't talk to me.
I would grab a soda and a sandwich and find me a place to park and
you
people
would
watch
love
for
it
hours.
And just the sounds and the sights of Disneyland.
Yeah.
For sure.
See, I don't understand those people that are like, I'm so afraid to go alone. It's like, put on your big girl pants and just go. It's so much fun going by yourself. You could do what you want, when you want, where you want. Don't have to worry about anybody.
Yeah, I was afraid at first. I'll give it that. I was like, I could never do that. But what happened, we were there for the 50th, my friends and I, and they were saving the spot for the fireworks. And I was like, hey, I'm going to go off by myself for a minute. Like, I left for an hour. And in that hour, I rode attractions alone. I went and walked around by myself. And I was like, this inner peace. And I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Later, you know, since then.
I think sometimes your perspective changes when you pull away from the group. Because one, you actually have time to slow down a little bit and take in the atmosphere.
Yes, perfect.
We've all heard it said that Disney is in the details.
Oh my God, yes.
And we know at Disneyland that is specifically true because Walt was in on every detail of that park. That's why his apartment was there.
My motto is look up. I will tell people my motto. God, yes. I literally tell people, look up. It's at the end of my videos. Look up. Look up because you just might miss something magical. Look up to your goals. Look up to your dreams. Look up to your heroes. Look up to the things that matter to you most. And especially when you're at Disneyland, look up because you just might miss something magical. I say that every time I end my video, but I tell people that because the details are up and all the little cute things that they put up in the stores, all the props that they put in the attractions, even at Magic Kingdom, look up. You don't look up, you're missing out because there's so many details in everything that Disney puts in. And that, what I will say, is the same in both parks. You know, we'll kind of hit it backwards. Yeah. Magic is in the details. You're right, Matthew. And I think that's a big deal. What's your favorite detail, if you were like, of the park?
My favorite at Magic Kingdom, when you're walking down Main Street USA and you come to Center Street, which is that little alleyway off to the left. If you look up on the second story, there's like a corner window that's got a number of real estate companies listed there. Those were all the dummy corporations that Disney formed to buy the land for Walt Disney World.
Very cool.
And I remember years ago when I first started going there, I got a book out of the library that I think was actually called Progress City, if I recall correctly. And it talked about all these different companies and the people involved and how they went around and got all the land together in one spot, you know? And so when I look at that, I think of what I've read and there's a connection made.
Right.
And then when I first saw that, that was an aha moment for me. That's one of the big details that I remember from Magic Kingdom.
That's a great one.
Those details, you feel it, and maybe you don't even see it, but you feel it. And that's why mm-hmm. Disney is a feeling. It's all the details that they put in and take the time to have a backstory to everything, and you feel it. That's why you want to come back. That's why, oh, I feel the magic. The magic's not gone. People complain lately, oh, the magic's gone. No, it's not. You have to go in and know it's there. So go enjoy yourself at Disneyland or at Magic Kingdom. Neither one are better than the other. Mm-hmm. They're just different, and they're different in their own ways.
They both have their own unique qualities yes. to offer people. Magic Kingdom is a little larger, has a maybe a more regal feel because of how ornate the castle is. Their Main Street is, I'm assuming, a little bigger, maybe even a little longer than what you see at Disneyland. But I suspect that Disneyland has a more nostalgic feel to it. For me, I like both. So that's why I want to see both. I do Disney World because geographically it's easier for me to get to. You know, it's 16 hours if I want to drive.
Yeah.
I don't really like to drive. It's 2.5 hours by airplane if I can afford to get on one. You know, I would love to go to Disneyland, but sometimes the airfare is almost as much as a park ticket. So, you know, I have to plan for that. I am hoping to get there sometime in the next year, sooner if I can catch some kind of financial windfall. But I'm looking forward to going to Disneyland. I want to literally walk in Walt's footsteps and have all the feels, you know.
You'll get them.
Well, ladies, I really appreciate both of your inputs on this. I think we've barely scratched the surface, but I hope we've given people a pretty good idea of some of the similarities and differences between Magic Kingdom and Disneyland.
Absolutely.
We know the size is a big thing for people. Don't let the size scare you either way. If you're used to Disneyland, come to Disney World. Check it out. If you're used to what you get in Disney World, take 3 or 4 days. Go to Disneyland. Enjoy that.
Definitely a must do.
Hop across the promenade. You know, I'm ready to see it all. I'm planning a 3 to 4 day stay so that I can have at least 3 park days so I can get as much of it in as possible.
That is a great idea. 3 or 4 days, you will see all of Disneyland. I'll put it that way. Disney World, that's not even going to scratch the surface. But Disneyland, you'll see it all.
No. I've been to Disney World a dozen times, and I still haven't seen everything there is to see on that property. So probably not going to happen in my life.
I go to Disney World at least 3 to 4 times a year. And every time I go, I make certain I do something I've never done before. And I've always been successful, whether it's a new attraction, a new restaurant, or just some random side excursion that I've never done before. I always make it a point.
Well, like in our last tour, Mindy mentioned something about Sci-Fi Dining. I've never been there.
Yeah, that's fun.
Amazing.
I think I would like to try that sometime. I don't know if the food's really all that good.
It's a burger.
It's good.
The idea of the atmosphere kind of is cool because I went to drive-ins when I was a kid. My mom and dad would, you know, the drive-in would have 2 or 3 movies and every now and then they'd have a Disney on entourage of movies and we'd go out to the drive-in to watch them. So why right. not?
And it's also nice in there because it's cool and quiet-ish. Yes, they have movies playing, but it's not like that. You mm-hmm. got loud conversations going everywhere. It's very, very yeah. calming. It's not the crazy, you know, hubbub.
Right.
We need to eat and go, but it's fun.
So, and that's a difference between Magic Kingdom and Disneyland is you have a vast array of restaurants to try. And not all the food is the same fare. It's different in both coasts. So it's worth a shot. All right, folks. I think that's going to wrap it up for this tour. Mindy, thanks for being a part
Thank
of things.
Thank you. I love you too, Matthew. Yeah, it's always great. I love talking Disney with you. And Jeanette, it was so good to finally meet you.
Yes, exactly.
We'll have many more adventures.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes, we will. Thanks, Jeanette. Really glad you're here today.
Me too. Thanks again for having me, Matt.
All right, tourists. We'll catch you next week. I think we learned today that there are some unique features to both Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and Disneyland in California. But I think we also learned that there's magic to be found in both. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to going to my second park sometime very soon. In the meantime, we got to go to work on next week's show, so I hope you'll join us then. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
PTFN, ta-ta for now.